I was recently asked to shayla about removing cobwebs on Shabbat. A person might be sitting at the Shabbat table and they can see cobwebs on the window or on the door frame, and it's really irritating them. Can they get up and get rid of them? So Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, Perek Kaf Gimel Seif Yud, says that you can't remove cobwebs on Shabbat, and he gives two reasons. Number one, because of muktzah. A cobweb is essentially just a piece of dirt or rubbish. It's got no use. It's not a kli of any sort. So it's muktzah. And number two, because of a notion of tolesh min hamachubar, because you're sort of deconstructing your house. The cobweb is attached to the house, so removing it is a bit like peeling some of the paint or wallpaper off the walls, and that's obviously prohibited on Shabbat. Now, this second reason, that you're deconstructing the house, is obviously not relevant if the cobwebs aren't actually on the house itself. So if you find that you've got cobwebs, say, on the furniture, or on some games, or books, or whatever it might be, then the only problem is muktzah. And in that case, Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata says that you can remove them with what's known as tiltul min hatzad. That means you can remove them indirectly. That's generally permitted with muktzah. You can generally move muktzah indirectly. So, for example, you could take a broom or a hanger or something like that and get rid of the cobwebs that way. Now, there's a footnote in Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata which makes reference to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who apparently didn't really agree with the idea that there's a problem of tolesh min hamachubar. He didn't think that cobwebs have really become part of the house, in which case then there's only going to be the problem of muktzah. And he suggested that if it's something that really makes the house seem dirty, you hate sitting there with cobwebs around because it gives you the feeling that the house hasn't been cleaned properly or something like that, then you can remove them under the rubrics of what's known as graf shel ra'i, meaning that when there's something disgusting in the room, like a dead rodent, or classically like a chamber pot full of waste matter, then you're allowed to move it on Shabbat, even though essentially it's muktzah. So presumably in the case of cobwebs, I guess it really depends on how much it bothers you. If actually you really rather like looking at the shape of the web and marvelling at the complexity of its formation, or if you like looking at it because it reminds you of the miracle of David HaMelech being saved from Shaul because of a spider's web, then presumably you couldn't utilise the heter of Graf Shel Ra'i. And I suppose there could also be an interesting question. What if a man rather likes looking at the cobwebs, or at least they don't bother him at all, but his wife finds them disgusting and asks him to get rid of them? So for him, it's not considered Graf Shel Ra'i, but for her it is. Is he allowed to remove them because they bother his wife? Or does he have to tell her, no, go and do it yourself? In any event, it's surely worth pointing out that the Magen Avraham in the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of Siman Reish Samach Bet, they write that part of the mitzvah of redding the house for Shabbat is to dust away any cobwebs that are around. So if you follow that advice, then the chances of finding any on Shabbat are obviously a lot smaller. Finally, why are cobwebs called cobwebs rather than spider webs? So apparently the old English word for a spider is a cop, C-O-P-P-E. So actually, cobwebs were originally copwebs, which meant spiders' webs. Ad kan.